弟兄姊妹们平安。这个早晨，我想交通一个题目，得儿子名分。所以这一个英文的翻译，我们翻译 to receive sonship。因为这个地方讲到 to receive the full blessing of sons，
因为这个讲到是说你是得儿子的名分，
所以这个我们这是我们今天最主要的主题，我们能够得到儿子所有一切神的祝福。人话语的传达何等的有限，所以我们需要祷告。我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父神，我们仰望你的恩典。
Father, we look to your grace.
所以这个早晨，愿你的话语你自己来做。
May you accomplish your own words.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们请弟兄姊妹打开罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十三节。
Romans 8:23.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Romans 8:23, and not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly to receive sonship, the redemption of our body.
所以这个早晨，我们想从主的话里头。
So from the words of the Lord this morning, we want to see a very important thing.
所以不管您是得救多年的弟兄姊妹，或刚得救的弟兄姊妹，
whether you have been saved by grace for a long, long time, or you have just received salvation,
这件事对我们都很重要。
This is a key thing to both you and I.
所以这个记不记笔记不是太重要。
It is not as important as you take notes.
重要是把它听到我们的心里。
The most important thing is to hear these words and absorb them into your hearts.
它真的成为我们的实际。
So that those do indeed become the reality for us.
我们还谈一件事情。
Let's talk about one thing.
我们至高的神，全丰全足的神，全知全能的神。
Let's talk about this, our God, who is all-sufficient, omnipotent, omniscient, all-sufficient.
我们的神有没有需要？
Does our God have a need?
所以我们需要问这个问题。这样的至高的神，他有没有需要？
So does the Most High God have a need?
我们从圣经的前面三章，圣经1189章。前面的第三章，创世纪的前三章。
So from the first three chapters in the book of Genesis, from the very beginning of the Bible, we know this.
到整个圣经最后两章，启示21章、22章。
Until the very end of the Bible, the last two chapters of the Bible, Revelation chapters 21 and 22.
我们看到一件事情，在神的心里只有一件事情。
There is only one thing in God's heart,
就是人。
Which is man.
到了启示录21章、22章，神不再讲天使。
When you get to Revelation chapters 21 and 22, God stopped from mentioning angels.
神从一开始，他就有一个计划。
From the very beginning, God has a plan.
神有一个需要。
And God has a need.
我们看创世纪第一章二十六节。
Let's take a look at Genesis 1:26.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造的。
So God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness.
神在一开始的时候，他就做了一件事情。
From the very beginning, God did this one thing.
这件事情是所有后来要发生事情的根基。
This is the foundation of all subsequent things.
在所有的受造物里头，只有人是按他的形象，照他的样式造。
In all creation, only man is made in his image, in his likeness.
启示录二十一章第二节第三节。
Revelations 22 verses 2 and 3 also says,
这里讲到新耶路撒冷从天而降。
Here it talks about the new Jerusalem descending from the heavens.
很多时候我们想我们将来到天堂。
A lot of times we think about, in the future I will go to heaven.
启示录告诉你是神要从天降下。
But the book of Revelation tells us that God will descend to the earth.
为什么?
Why?
因为神要支搭帐幕在人间。
Because God wants to tabernacle among men.
就像我们刚刚所讲的，神在永世里只有一个需要。
Just like we said earlier, from eternity, God only had one need.
他只有一个目标。
He only had one goal.
启示录二十一章第二节第三节。
Revelation 21:2-3.
新耶路撒冷由天而降。
New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
很多时候我们不晓得这一点。
A lot of times we're not aware of this fact.
到最后的时候，到终结的时候，在进入永世的时候，神的耶路撒冷由天而降。
A lot of times we're not aware that at the very end, at the very, very end, it is the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。
God tabernacled among men because he wants to dwell with men.
神不再提天使。
God ceased to mention about angels.
所以我们来看在这个旨意里头，神到底要做什么。
So let's look at his purpose. What exactly does he want to accomplish?
希伯来书第二章第十节。
Hebrews 10:2.
2:10.
2:10.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory.
我今天要讲这件事情对你我都很重要。
The thing I want to tell you is something that is very important to you and to me.
只要你是蒙恩得救的基督徒，你必须知道这件事情。
As soon as you are a Christian who is saved by grace, you have to know this fact.
在神他永世的计划里头，他要带许多的儿子，而且要进入荣耀。
In his eternal plan, God wants to bring many sons to glory.
所以神有一个需要。
Therefore, God has a need.
神有什么需要?
What is God's need?
神要一个家。
God wants a home.
你圣经一千一百八十九章，你再把它看，再把它读，神只有一个需要。
If you read through 1800 plus chapters in the Bible, God, you can only see that God has only one need.
1189 chapters.
1189 chapters.
所以在希伯来书十章二十一节。
Therefore, in Hebrews 10:21, it says,
又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
There is a great priest over the house of God.
所以神有一个家，而且他的儿子在那里治理他的家。
Not only does God has a house, his son is over the house.
因为这个关系，他能够领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
Precisely because of this, he can lead many sons to glory.
就像我们想弟兄姊妹都晓得，儿子代表弟兄姐妹。
We all know that sons, the reference to sons represent the brothers and sisters.
所以新约的书信都是弟兄们。
Therefore, in all the epistles in the New Testament, it always refers to brothers.
我们弟兄姊妹都是神的儿子。
But all the brothers and sisters are children of God, sons of God.
所以我们来看启示录22章3到5节。
If we look at Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 to 5.
我们这些神的儿子们，神带我们进他荣耀里。
We as sons of God, God will lead us to glory.
我们在永世里做什么？
What do we do in eternity?
启示录22章3到5节他说，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
It says in Revelation 22:3 that the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in the city, and his bondservants shall serve him.
然后说到一件非常重要的事情。
Here it illustrates a very important thing.
他们要作王，直到永永远远。
They shall rule with him forever and ever.
这件事情我们弟兄姊妹，我承认我自己都一样，我们把它看得太轻。
A lot of times we esteem this fact very lightly. I admit that I made the same mistake.
神在永世里面要这些儿子们与他一起作王，直到永永远远。
In eternity, God wants his sons to reign with him forever and ever.
所以我们回到罗马书八章二十三节。
So if you return to Romans 8:23,
所以这个地方我们在讲到得儿子的名分。
So when we talk about receiving sonship,
你说我们都是神的儿子。
We are all sons of God.
没有错，我们都是神的儿子。
It's true, we're all sons of God.
但是圣经里头这个儿子的名分跟儿子不太一样。
However, in the Bible, there's a difference of being sons and receiving sonship.
这里有两个字，一个字叫后裔，一个字叫后嗣。
There's also the two different words referring to heirs and co-heirs.
And also the just the descendants.
Oh, descendants and heirs.
所以神要我们成为是后嗣，不是只是后裔。
God wants us to be his heirs and not just descendants.
所以这里代表一个非常重要的属灵原则，神要我们成为能够承受产业的后嗣。
So here illustrates a very important spiritual principle, which is God wants us to be heirs who can receive inheritance.
我们请看加拉太书四章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书四章第一节、第二节。
Galatians 4:1 and 2。
我说那承受产业的，虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候，却与奴仆毫无分别。
Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not differ at all from a slave, although he is owner of everything.
乃在师父和管家的手下，只等到父亲预定的时候来到。
But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by the Father.
所以在地位上来讲，我们是神的儿子。
So positionally, we are sons of God.
在实际上来讲，我们还是不能承受产业。
But practically speaking, we are not qualified to receive his inheritance yet.
如果在永世里，我们要与父一起作王，我们需要能够承受产业。
If in eternity we are supposed to reign with God, then we need to learn to receive inheritance.
所以加拉太书讲到我们都还是孩童。
Here Galatians 4 talks about we are a child.
到了第七节。
When it gets to Galatians 4:7,
可见从此以后你不是奴仆乃是儿子了，既是儿子就靠着成为后嗣。
Verse 7 says, Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir through God.
所以在基督徒的经历上来讲，有两个阶段。
So in the Christian experience, there should be two phases.
所以我们都是儿子，可是我们需要有儿子的名分，能够继承产业。
Even though we are all sons, we have to receive sonship.So that we can inherit the inheritance.
所以这是神他在永世里他要做的事情。
This is something God will accomplish in eternity.
现在我想告诉你，在这件事上， 一个非常非常重要的事情。
Here I want to tell you a very important matter.
我们看罗马书第8章28-29节。
If you look at Romans 8 verses 28 and 29,
我们非常熟悉的经节。
These are verses that we're very familiar with.
罗马书8章28-29节, 我们晓得万事都互相效力, 叫爱神的人得益处, 就是按他旨意被造的。
Verse 28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
所以这个地方说, 万事互相效力。
Here it talks about all things work together for good.
尤其是我们讲中文的弟兄姊妹, 这一点, 必须先知道, 我想你都知道, 万, 中文圣经里头那个万不是十个千。
So in the Chinese translation, it's a little misleading because all things is translated as 10,000 things, but it's not literal.
这是我们语法的毛病。那个万事，它的原文希腊文的意思是所有的事情。
So in the original language, it means all things.
在圣经里都一样，只要万人就是所有的人，万民就是所有的民。
So in the Bible, when it talks about 10,000 men or 10,000 people, it means all men and all people.
所以这个地方我们讲到我们今天信息里头最重要的一件事情。
So here lays the most important fact of our message.
所以我们知道神他在永世里他有一个目的。
We already know that God has a purpose in his eternity.
在这件事上他叫万事互相效力。
And for this specific thing, he calls all things to work together.
所有的事情，神在他的全能里头，他所有能够带下来的，全投在这个上面。
With all his might and strength, he has put everything to focus on this one thing.
你继续了解这一点。
Understand this.
有关万事互相效力，我们把它用得太随便。
A lot of times we use this causing all things to work together for good to take it too lightly.
我们有时候我们想小孩要上一个学校，或者是我们要接一个工作。
So sometimes when we say, "Okay, my child needs to go to a school or I need a job."
所以我们说主啊，万事互相效力。
So then we pray to the Lord, you know, have all things work together for good.
所以这个小孩可以进这个学校。
So that the child can get into the school.
所以我可以借这个工作。
So that I can get this job.
你可以这样说，没有错。
You can say this, right.
但是它不是它本来的意思。
But this is not the original purpose for this verse.
在整本圣经里头, 1189章, 只有一个地方神曾经讲到万事互相交替, 为爱神的益处。
In all of 1189 chapters in the Bible, there's only one verse here. It talks about God causing all things to work together for good.
所以神把他所有的力量，等一下我还要告诉你，神还要再加更多的祝福，神所有的力量全投在这个。So
God has put all his strength and might in this thing. Later on, I will tell you how he added blessings upon this.
换句话说,
In other words,
如果你愿意得到神儿子的名分,
If you want to receive sonship,
你愿意被磨成神儿子的形象,
If you want to be conformed to the image of his son,
万事互相效力, 神就把这件事, 他没有保留, 没有任何的犹豫, 全加在这件事情。
Then God causes all things to work to this thing to work together for good with no reservation and no hesitation on God's part.
我跟你讲一件事情。
I'll tell you this one thing.
以前我在这个公司工作，这公司叫PPG。
I used to work for a company called PPG.
这个公司它非常的策略化。
This company focuses in a very strategic matters.
我们有100多个项目。
We have 100 plus projects going on at the same time.
So then
the company chose 40 projects.
然后这40个项目,
and out of the 40 projects they picked, they prioritized the projects.
所以叫做项目1、2、3、4，从1排到40。
And they rank the projects from number 1 to number 40.
它是什么意思?
What does this mean?
实际上来说，如果你是第一个项目，
So practically speaking, if you are project number 1,
你走到任何一个 engineer, 任何一个 scientist 前面, 或 technician 前面,
If you go to any technician, any scientist, any engineer in the company,
我们公司就这么做。
This is our practice for the company.
他必须放下所有的事情来帮助。
If you are working on project number 1, these other people have to drop everything that they're working to help you.
没有犹豫。
No hesitation. No reservation.
因为我们公司倾全力在那个项目。
Because my company has poured everything into that one project.
那时候我们的项目第一是GM就是 General Motors 他们有一个 project.
So at the time, project number 1 at my company is related to GM.
那时候我刚好在做这个 project.
And I happen to be working on project number 1.
这个 project 叫 GM80.
This project is named GM80.
它干什么?
What is this for?
它要把所有 GM的跑车, Fiero的跑车系列 全部换成塑胶钢。
So this project is to turn the car panel of all the sports car of GM to turn it into
Fiero?
Okay. to turn it into out of steel into into fiber reinforced plastics.
对，我们中文把它称为玻璃纤维强化塑胶。
So this is fiber-reinforced plastics.
GM的对我们公司最重要一个项目。
This is the most important project for GM, for the company.
然后它后面还跟了一个项目。
And then there's an ancillary project.
叫GM200。
There's also something called GM200.
它准备把GM所有的minivan, 包含你我的minivan, 全部变成fiber-reinforced plastics.
And this GM200 project is to turn all the GM minivans, to turn them into, to use fiber-reinforced plastics.
所以这个不再用钢板做这个车的外壳，用塑胶钢，做这个钢代替钢板。
So you no longer use steel for the panel of the cars, you'll be using plastics.
所以我们公司全力以赴。
Therefore, our company put everything into this one thing.
我在这个职场从来没有这么风光。
I've never been so popular in the company.
我到任何一个 scientist, 任何一个 engineer, 我说我是 project number 1, 他必须把所有事情放下。
Everywhere I go, to all the engineers and scientists, I'll say, I'm working on project number 1, so you have to leave everything behind to help me.
不是我特别厉害，就是因为那个 project 是 number 1.
It's not that I'm anybody, but it's just that because that project is project number 1 at the company.
所以这个项目我们非常成功。
This project was extremely successful.
因为整个公司的力量全在上面。
Therefore, the company, because the company has put everything it had on the project.
所以后来我们跟厂商，我们庆祝了一番，两边的大主管庆祝了一番，非常高兴。
After the completion, the customer and us and all the muckety mucks, we had a celebration and we're all very happy.
所以我们后来还就是做出了两个专利。
And then we also have, out of this, we had 2 patents.
对，后来我们公司的业务非常非常重要。
And these 2 patents were key to the success of the company later on.
我今天要讲的不是讲这个。
This is not the focus of my sermon today.
我是要跟你讲一件事情。
But I want to tell you this one thing.
世界上的人，他都知道全力以赴。
People in this world know what it is to put all in.
这样我们问基督徒。
Therefore, we ask Christians.
主说我们光明之子没有黑暗之子来的精明。
So the Lord said, sons of light are not as crafty as sons of darkness.
在世界上的人知道全力以赴。
The people in the world knows what it is to go all in.
你知不知道你的父神、子神、圣灵在这件事上，他全力以赴。Do
you know that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit had gone all in over this one thing?
不管如何，你必须知道这件事情。No
matter what, you have to know this.
我今天讲这个，就希望你能够有这个看见。I'm
preaching this today so that you can have this seeing.
这件事要改变你。
This will change you.
不管你基督徒的灵命，不管你的服事、你的家庭、你的工作，都一样。
Regardless of your spiritual life, about your pursuit, your family life, your service,
你必须有这个看见。
You have to have this vision.
那你说，如果没有看见会怎样？
If you don't have this vision, what would happen?
你会失掉很多很多的祝福。
You will miss out on much blessing.
因为你从来不知道你的父神、子神、灵神，他们所有的心意里头就是要这件事情。Because
if you had never known that God the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, all they want is this one thing.
那我告诉你一件事情，第二点。Secondly, 当这件事情神要做的时候，不但是全力以赴，父神、子神、灵神一起做。
Not only would God would go all in on this matter, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, they would work together. Romans 8:26 and 27. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
在圣经里头，也只有这个地方，圣经告诉我们，圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息，替你我祷告。
And this is the one and only reference in the Bible that says that the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
你愿意被磨成神儿子的形象，你愿意得着儿子的名分，圣灵替你祷告。
If you're willing to be conformed to the image of the Son, if you're willing to receive sonship, then the Spirit will intercede for you in prayers.
下面还有一句话更厉害。
Furthermore, there's this even better verse.
第27节, 他说见察人心的。
In verse 27, he who searches the hearts.
什么叫做见察人心的?
What does it mean to have him who searches the hearts?
宇宙万物间只有一位他检查你的心，他知道你在想什么。
In the whole universe, there is only one who searches the hearts. He knows exactly what you're thinking about.
只有一位。
Only one.
你说啊，撒旦好厉害！我告诉你，撒旦不知道你在想什么。You may
think that Satan is quite powerful, but Satan does not know what you're thinking.
否则他就不会挑战约伯。Otherwise,
he would not have challenged Job.
所以这个地方讲，鉴察人心的，知道圣灵在祷告什么。So
here it talks about he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is.
对，有神的旨意和圣灵的祷告一起做这件事情。
So the will of God plus the Spirit, they're working together.
所以我们再看第34节。
And let's look further, verse 34.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢? 有神称他们为义的。
Who is the one who condemns?
还有34节, 谁能定他们的罪呢? 有基督耶稣已经死了,而且从死里复活。
Who is the one who condemns? Jesus Christ is he who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
所以这个地方告诉你,
so here it talks about our Lord Jesus Christ is praying for you. The Spirit is interceding for you with groanings too deep for words.
父神肯定这件事情。And
the Father, God the Father confirms this thing.
我们的主耶稣基督,
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the great high priest. He knows our weaknesses.
他就为我们的软弱，我们的需要祷告。
So for our weaknesses and for our needs, He prays for us.
所以这个地方我们看到一件事情，父子圣灵一起来做这件事。
So here we see that the Father, the Son, the Spirit, they're working together toward this matter.
所以我们这样来讲, 所以在这个地方不但是万事互相效力，而且父子圣灵一起来做。
So here we can see that God, not only is God causing all things to work together for good, we can also see that the Father, the Son, the Spirit are all working together.
所以这件事你一定要知道。
So you have to know this thing.
今天你知道这件事就会改变。
Today, if you know this, this will change your lives.
所以我在地方我们讲完了这个真理, 我们来谈我们该怎么做。
So we are... After we know about this truth, then we talk about how should we put it into practice. Let's turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Verse 3. To verse 5.
耶稣回答说，我实在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot return a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
耶稣说，我实在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的。
Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
哎，这个我们弟兄姊妹说，神啊，你烦不烦？
So the brothers and sisters may say, What a bother, God.
你又讲见神的国，又讲进神的国。
Here you talk about seeing the kingdom of God, you also talk about entering the kingdom of God.
我们都错了。We're
all wrong.
在圣经是一本启示的书。
The Bible is a book of revelation.
整个圣经就是一个启示。
The entire Bible is a revelation.
我跟你讲一件事情。
I tell you this.
在圣经里头, 看见就是进入。
In the Bible, when you can see, you can enter in.
你有看见, 你就可以进入。
When you can see, you can enter.
你没有看见, 你就不知道从哪里进入。
If you can't see, you don't know where and how to enter in.
所以你见神的国，就是你进神的国的时候。
So when you can see the kingdom of God, that is when you can enter into the kingdom of God.
所以我们现在来讲到一件事情。
So here we mention this.
我希望我们这罗马书第八章这个地方儿子的名分。
When we talk about in receiving sonship in Romans chapter 8.
弟兄姊妹，你必须有。
You have to be able to see.
你非看见不可。
You have to be able to see.
我们现在来看有关这件看见这件事情。
Let's talk about the matter of seeing.
我们看创世纪第一章。
In Genesis chapter 1.
对不起，创世纪第二章16-17节。
Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17.
耶和华 神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子， 你可以随意吃。”
The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely."
但是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃， 因为你吃的日子必定死。
But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you will surely die.
这个是我们非常熟的一个经节。
This is a very familiar passage.
你会背,
you can memorize it, you can also teach it.
到底分别善恶树出什么问题?
What is the problem of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
为什么神这么在意那个分别善恶树?
Why does God care so much about the tree of knowledge of evil and good?
弟兄姐妹，你想过这句话吗?
Have you thought about this?
分别善恶树到底出什么问题?
What is the wrong of the knowledge of good and evil?
我们看第三章第六、第七节。
If you continue to read chapter 3, verses 6 and 7.
3:6,
when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
然后这个地方到了第七节。And
then verse 7.
问题就出在这个地方。Here
lies our problem.
第七节,他们二人的眼睛就明亮了,才知道自己是赤身露体,便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编作裙子。Verse
7, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed thick leaves together and made themselves loin coverings.
神说你必定死。
God says, you will surely die.
你吃分别善恶的果子,你必定死。
If you eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
所以从创世纪第三章第六节开始,亚当夏娃已经死了。Therefore,
from Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, Adam and Eve died.
圣经里面讲的生死都跟肉身没有关系。
In the Bible, when it refers to life or death, it has nothing to do with life or death in the flesh.
耶和华在说什么?
What did the Lord God say?
你必定死。
You will surely die.
亚当夏娃属灵生命已经死了。
Therefore, the spiritual life of Adam and Eve died.
死的人怎么会眼睛明亮?
But if someone has died, how can your eyes be opened?
你没有看到死的人他眼睛
If you can see a dead person and his eyes are opened, you would be quite scared. But the Bible says the eyes of both of them were opened. Where's the problem here? This is the result of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What has been opened? What have been opened?
肉体的眼睛明亮,
their fleshly eyes were opened.
这就是他的问题。
Here lies their problem.
在这之前, 亚当夏娃可以用属灵的眼光看世界。
Before this point, Adam and Eve could look at everything from their spiritual eyesight.
从此以后都死了。But
from this point onward, they were dead.
从创世纪3:6开始, 亚当夏娃不再有属灵的眼睛。
So starting from Genesis 3, chapter 6, Adam and Eve no longer had their spiritual eyesight. This is the cause of their problem. Why did the eyes of both of them were opened?
从此以后,肉体的眼睛明亮。
From this point onward, the eyes of the flesh were opened.
从此以后,他们看事情,用肉体的眼光看所有的事情。
So from this point onward, they look at all these things with their fleshly eyes. Today, before we were saved by grace, we look at all things, everything.
不管是你的工作、你的学校、你的家庭、夫妻、父母恩。
Whether it is your job, your studies, your family relationship, your children, your spouse.
你用肉体的眼光看事。
You would look at everything with your fleshly eyes.
我们来看这个约翰福音9:39-41节。
Let's turn to John chapter 9, verses 39-41.
在这个地方我们来看眼睛瞎了是什么结果。
This will show you the results of what happens when you are blind.
约翰福音9:39节。
John 9:39.
耶稣说：“我为审判到这世上，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。”
And Jesus said, "For judgment I came into the world, so that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind."
同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：“难道我们瞎了眼？”
Those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said to him, "We are not blind too, are we?"
耶稣对他们说, 你们若瞎了眼, 就没有罪了, 但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But since you say, we see, your sin remained.
有很多很多年的时间。
For many, many years.
我常想一个问题，我不知道你想过没有。
I kept thinking about this, this question.
我想这些犹太人。
I think about these Jews.
主耶稣三年半的时间在这个犹太人当中传福音，天国的福音。
The Lord Jesus, for 3.5 years, were preaching the gospel of the kingdom among these Jews.
那块地方把加利利省也加进去，没有多大。
Even if you add in Galilee, that this is not a big place.
大概比 New Jersey 大一些吧，就这么一个地方。
This whole land is slightly bigger than the state of New Jersey.
主耶稣在那里传天国的福音，传了三年半。
The Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel from the kingdom for 3.5 years.
死人复活，瞎子天生的瞎子看见，瘸子行走，十个大麻风的，一下被洁净。
So the blind was seen, can see, the dead can be risen from the dead, and even the 10 men with leprosy have been cleansed.
我告诉你一件事情，我常常想这件事情。
I keep thinking about this.
我不需要这么多神迹，一个就够了。
I don't need all these miracles, I just need one.
就一个，不用说那么多，就一个那个大麻风的，那时候大麻风很可怕，全身。米利安全身是白的。
So at the time, leprosy was really a big deal. So even Miriam in the Old Testament, she was all white.
神医治她就好。
God healed Miriam, and she was healed.
就是说不需要太多神迹。一个大麻风的人，今天我们聚会，一个大麻风的人来，全身是白的。
所
以说医治他就好了。
So let's say there's among us, there's someone with leprosy. He's all covered, his flesh is all covered with whiteness. And the Lord Jesus healed him, and he's healed.
我不知道你的反应是什么。
I don't know what your reaction would be.
我不管你的反应是什么。
Regardless of your reaction.
我的反应是我马上跪下，主耶稣，彼得讲的话，我是个罪人，求你离开我。
My reaction would be, I would kneel down and say, like Peter, I am a sinner, depart from me, Lord Jesus.
他是耶稣，是弥赛亚，是基督，是神的儿子。
He is the Lord Jesus, he is the Messiah, he is Son of God.
现在问题在这里，犹太人为什么看不见？
So here's the problem, how come the Jews couldn't see this thing?
而且这些都不是普通人。
Also, these are not common Jews.
文士、法利赛。
These are the scribes and the Pharisees.
祭司长。
These are the chief of the priests.
这些人为什么看不见？
How could these people not see?
三年半的时间，弹丸之地，主耶稣天国福音传遍了。
3.5 years, the Lord Jesus preached the gospel from the kingdom throughout that whole land.
主耶稣说，即使你不信我，也应该我所做的事你要信我。
Even if you don't believe me, Jesus said, you should believe on account of the things I've done.
弟兄姊妹，我如果看到那个大麻风的得洁净，我不知道，我说主，你是耶稣弥赛亚，你是基督。
So if I can see a leprosy, someone with leprosy being healed, I would say, Lord Jesus, you're Messiah, you're Son of God.
这些文士、法利赛。
However, these scribes and these Pharisees,
以圣经的知识高傲。
They had such a lofty knowledge in the Bible.
以恪守律法来高傲。
They were proud of how they could follow the laws.
不是普通人。
They're not normal people.
都是领导。
They were all leaders.
为什么看不见耶稣是基督？
How could they fail to see that Jesus is Christ?
我今天带进一个给弟兄姊妹一个很重要一件事情。
So this ushered in a very important fact for brothers and sisters here.
为什么？
Why?
他们都是瞎子。
Because they were all blind.
他们都是瞎子。
Because they were all blind.
瞎子能够看见什么？
If you are blind, what can you see?
所以我们回过头来讲我们自己。
So let's bring it back to... Us, ourselves.
我们在 我们本来没有得救以前，全都是瞎子。
Before we have been saved by grace, we were all blind.
不但是一个死人，而且是一个瞎子。
Not only were we dead, we were blind.
这个很麻烦，很严重。
This is a very serious matter.
就是你看不见。
Because you can't see.
即使你有圣经的知识，你能恪守律法，613条律法，我要去守，我告诉你。
Even if you have very deep Bible knowledge, even if you can follow all the laws, 631 of them, that's not the means to this end. Because we are blind. So let's bring it back to this truth. Now we have been saved by grace.
神看我们第一个眼睛就是可以看到耶稣是基督。
The first sight we can see is that the Lord Jesus Christ is Christ.
我们现在来看在圣经里头有关我们看见这件事情。
So let's refer to seeing in the Bible.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十七节到十九节。
Verses 17 to 19.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ the Father of glory may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and the true knowledge of him
这地方接下去讲并且照明你们心中的眼睛使你们真知道他的恩召有何等的指望他在圣子中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints
保罗多么宝贵一个使徒
Paul is such a precious apostle
他说你的眼睛已经被打开一个
So Paul is saying that your eyes have already been enlightened once
你看见耶稣是基督是你的救主
You can see that Jesus Christ is your Savior.
但是我们心中有很多的眼睛。
However, there are many eyes in our hearts.
所以保罗他说，神能够照明我们心中的眼睛。
Therefore, Paul says that the eyes of your heart needs to be enlightened.
保罗在这里讲已经不是得救的问题。
Here, Paul is not referring to the matter of salvation.
他这个地方是在讲到。你在基督徒的地位上弟兄姊妹仔细听在基督徒的地位上你得着什么、
Here he's referring to positionally as a Christian What have you received?
在保罗的十三卷书信从罗马书到腓利门书
In the 13 books in the Bible written by Paul From Romans to Philemon
有一件非常非常重要的事情
There's a very important fact
保罗的执事有一件非常非常重要的事情。
The ministry of Paul had a very important thing.
保罗非常强调一件事情，在基督里。
So Paul has a great emphasis of being in Christ.
也就是说，保罗他所有的执事都是在基督里。
There, which in other words, all the ministry of Paul's is in Christ.
也就是说，我们得救以后，从神得到什么？
In other words, after we have been saved by grace, what have you received from God?
约翰强调神给我们什么
John put the emphasis on what God has given us.
神是他的儿子，让一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So, if we are sons of God, we will receive life and will not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰强调神给我们什么。
John emphasized on what God has given us.
保罗强调，你必须知道你在基督里得到什么。
What Paul emphasized was that you know for a fact that you are in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你得救以后，你就求这件事情。
So after you have been saved by grace, you should entreat the Lord for this.
神要赐给我们非常丰盛的恩典。
God wants to give us very riches and abundance.
我们大部分人都不知道。
Most of the majority of us don't know about this.
但我们不是那个信耶稣，这个保平安，这个生病找耶稣，下岗找耶稣。
So we're only going to Jesus when we're sick, when we lost our job, and so on and so forth.
我们在这里强调生命的道路。
Here we're focusing on the way of life.
所以我们不是那样子，生命找耶稣，紧紧得救。
We're not just going to him to when we're sick and to be barely saved.
这个地方我们强调我们走生命的道路。
Here we're emphasizing that we're partaking of the way of life.
但是多少的时候，我们有没有好好去想罗马书第八章这里在说什么？
However, do we ever carefully contemplate what Romans 8 is all about?
我告诉你一件事情。
I tell you this.
当父子圣灵一起的时候，你要小心。
When the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all together, be careful.
圣经只要讲到父子圣灵一起做事，你要小心。
When the Bible talks about the Father, the Son, and the Spirit doing one thing together, be careful.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音三章十六节，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天父然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
Sorry, Matthew 3:16 to 17. Then Jesus arrived.
Was baptized 3:16.
And after being baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him. 17. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So here, Father, Son, and the Spirit are doing one thing together.
圣经里头父子圣灵一起做一件事情的，你要小心。
So when the Bible, in the Bible, it records that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are doing one thing together, be careful.
我告诉你一件事情。
I tell you this one thing.
在这个时刻里头，所有的基督徒从这里诞生。
From this point onward, all the Christians were born.
在这个地方，两千年来，所有的基督徒从这里诞生。
So from this point onward, for 2,000 years, all the Christians were born.
所以神当父子圣灵在做事的时候，我们可以说他所有的全能都摆在上面。
So when the Father, the Son, and the Spirit all working together, we can say that all might and power were put in to do this thing.
所以我们说当万事互相效力，主把所有力量全摆。
So when we say all things work together for good, God has put his all in this one thing.
而且父子圣灵再一次同时来做一件事情。
Also, when the Father, the Son, the Spirit are doing one thing together,
神没有任何的保留，没有任何的犹豫。
God has no reservation and no hesitation.
他一定要成就这件事。
He will surely accomplish this one thing.
因为这个关系，保罗他就说了。
Because of this, Paul said.
罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
31节。
Verse 31.
罗马书八章三十一节，保罗说了。
Romans 8:31, Paul says.
所以万事互相效力，为我们效力。
All things work together for good, working for us.
父子圣灵全部在做。
The Father, the Son, and the Spirit, they're all working together.
保罗他就说，既然是这样，还有什么说？三十一节，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？
So Paul says in verse 31, what then shall we say to these things?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡？
If God is for us, who is against us?
在三十五节。
Verse 35.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难，是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? So therefore, not one thing can prevent our God. This is what Paul said himself. So from Romans to Philemon,
主给保罗这个启示, 写了很多重要的属灵原则。
Paul has illustrated many important spiritual principles.
所以我们想保罗大概是坐在一个很舒适的环境里头, 拿着那个羽毛笔写这个罗马书, 写这个提摩太前后书。
So we think that Paul is probably in a very smooth environment, taking his feather pen and he's writing Romans or 1st and 2nd Timothy.
我告诉你,保罗写提摩太后书的时候是在地窖。
I tell you, when Paul was writing 2nd Timothy, he was in the dungeon.
你如果称罗马的监狱,你把它称监狱。
If you call the Roman prison, prison,
你还高抬它。
It's you are highly esteeming these prisons.
罗马的监狱是地窖。
The Roman prisons are like dungeons.
人必须侧着身子才能够走。
You have to tilt your body before you can get in.
你必须有这个火炬才能够进去。
You have to carry a torch before you can get in.
这个把食物摆在一个小口放进去，人就拿去吃。
They put your meals through a little hole and then you grab it and you eat it.
如果那个人不来拿食物就是死了。
If you don't come to get your food, you will die.
这个是罗马的地窖。
This is the dungeon for the Romans.
你如果要找这个话,你可以看宾汉那部电影,宾汉。
If you want to know more about it, you can look at Ben-Hur.
宾汉那部电影就描写这个地窖。
The movie on Ben-Hur describes this Roman dungeon.
所以保罗说,没有一件事情可以阻拦你。
Therefore, Paul says, there's not one thing that can prevent me, God.
保罗所受的苦和迫害,没有办法用言语来形容。
The distresses and the persecution that Paul mentioned cannot be described with words.
保罗所这些,写这些书信的时候, 甚至大部分不是他写的。
When Paul was writing these letters, most of that was not written by him in longhand.
是他口述,人家把他记载,人家出来,地窖出来以后把他带出来。
He was dictating to someone in the dungeon and they brought it out, his scrolls out.
这样一个保罗,他说,谁能够抵挡我?
So Paul, in this condition, say, who is against us?
所以弟兄姊妹回过头来看这件事情。
So when we think about this, brothers and sisters,
你说,主,我要谋我成为儿子的形象,要得到儿子的名分。
If I want to be conformed to the image of his son, if we want to receive sonship,
我有我的难处。
I have my difficulties.
我有我的挑战。
I have my challenges.
我的环境比人家还险恶。
My circumstances are worse than others.
我试探比别人还要强。
My temptations were greater than other people's.
但是我告诉你一件事情,
but let me tell you this.
万事互相效力, 为你效力。
All things will work together for good for you.
如果神能够把保罗从那个环境救出来,
if God can save Paul from that environment,
他就能够救你。
He can certainly save you.
如果他能够复兴彼得,
if he can restore Paul, Peter, he can certainly restore you. Because all things work together for good. All powers and might of God is on this fact. Who can be against you? Enemy number one is Satan. However, Satan has no means against you.
撒旦如果阻拦不了保罗写罗马书到腓立门书13卷书信,
if the enemy could not prevent Paul from writing 13 books in the Bible, from Romans to Philemon,
撒旦就没有办法阻止你要被磨成神儿子的形象,
then Satan cannot prevent you from being conformed to the image of God.
没有办法阻拦你得儿子的名分。
Satan cannot prevent you from receiving sonship.
从此你的仇敌不是魔鬼撒旦。
From now on, your enemy is not Satan.
你的头一号仇敌是谁？
Who is your enemy number one?
我自己。
Yourself.
我们自己。 这是我们的问题。
You yourself, this is our problem.
2000年来, 教会从来没有被打倒。
For 2,000 years, the church has never been beaten down.
罗马迫害基督徒300年。
The Romans persecuted the Christians for 300 years.
300年后, 君士坦丁自己信了耶稣。
300 years later, Constantine believed in the Lord Jesus.
从此他说, 我们罗马的正统信仰就是基督的信仰。
So he said that from that point onward, the belief in the government shall be that of Christianity.
多少的弟兄姊妹在狮子的口中，在多少的迫害里头，神让教会从来没有被打倒。
Even though there were many brothers and sisters who were fed to lions, but God never allowed the church to be beaten down.
弟兄姊妹回到一个问题。However,
we return to this question.
2000年来教会的问题在哪？
What is the church's problem over the past 2,000 years?
到底我们的问题在哪里?
What is our problem?
我们的问题在我们自己身上。
Our problem lies on ourselves.
第一个,我们没有看见。
First, we don't see.
第二个,我们在没有看见底下,我们就是这样过日子。
Without having seen anything, we just go through the motions.
这是教会2000年来的问题。
This is the problem for the church for the over 2,000 years.
教会如果要荒凉,
if the church were to be desolate,
教会要出问题,
if the church were to have problems,
2000年来都不是迫害的问题,
over 2,000 years, that's not the problem.
事实已经证明这件事情,
so it has been proven by fact.
历史已经证明这件事情,
history has also proved it.
历史也证明2000年来教会最大的问题是什么?
History has also proven that the biggest problem of the church over 2,000 years is ourselves.
所以我希望说我们今天我们来谈这件事情的时候，愿主带领我们。So
when we talk about this, may the Lord lead us.
所以我说今天这个信息你去把它听进去。So
we hope that you can hear, receive the message into your heart.
它会改变。
That will change you.
我们现在看生命记34章。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy 34.
生命记34章第一节到第四节。
Deuteronomy 34:1-4.
这个是当摩西来到迦南的门口。
This is when Moses was brought by the doorsteps of Canaan.
40年在旷野的岁月。
He has spent 40 years in the wilderness.
摩西来到迦南的门口。
Moses was brought to the doorstep of Canaan.
所以生命记34章1到4节。
Deuteronomy 34:1-4.
神要摩西登尼波山。
God wanted Moses to get to Mount Nebo.
到了一个山顶叫毗斯加山顶。
To get to the apex called Pisgah.
在这个地方。 耶和华启示迦南美地。
So here at this place, the Lord showed him all the Beulah land.
这是摩西在他40年旷野的岁月第一次看见迦南。
This is Moses after 40 years in the wilderness. This is the first time that he has seen Canaan.
这个地方我想跟你讲一件事情。
I want to tell you this one thing.
有一个非常重要的属灵原则。
There's this lies a very important spiritual principle.
神如果要带领你,
if God were to lead you,
如果你要被磨成神儿子的形象,
if you were to be conformed to the image of the Son,
你要被带到儿子的名分里,
if you were to receive sonship,
你要成为后世能够承受产业,
and if you were to be heirs to receive inheritance,
你必须上高山。
You have to get to a high mountain.
摩西所站的地位之前在旷野。
Earlier, Moses was in the position of the wilderness.
圣经所有的原则从来不改变, 弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, the biblical principles never change.
我们的问题是我们在旷野, 在平地。
Our problem is that we remain in the wilderness, we remain on the plains.
神如果要做事, 祂一定要带你上高山。
If God wants to work through you, He will surely bring you up to a high mountain.
神要启示摩西, 一定要带他上披斯加山。
When God wants to show him this revelation, He has to take him to Pisgah.
我们再看启示录21章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 21.
启示录21章第10节。
Revelation 21 verse 10.
第十节，我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
神带领约翰来到这个新耶路撒冷的意象。
God led John into the revelation of the new Jerusalem.
约翰来到神最深的永远心意的核心里头。
John was in the nucleus of the God's eternal purpose.
来到圣城耶路撒冷,
which is the holy city, Jerusalem.
那要从天而降, 神要支搭帐幕在人间的那个耶路撒冷。
Coming down out of heaven from God, where God would tabernacle with men. But God had to lead John to high mountains.
所以这是我们的问题。
So this is our problem.
太多时候我们不是在高山。
So often we're not on a high mountain.
你看第17章, 启示录17章。
If you look at Revelation 17,
启示录17章从第一节到第六节。
Revelation 17 from verses 1 to 6.
这个地方讲到在神带约翰看见这个新耶路撒冷之前，神让约翰看见什么是旷野。
So before God showed John what the new holy city, New Jerusalem, he showed John what the wilderness is.
在这个地方，约翰所看见的这个地方。
Here, this is the place where John saw.
就是第三节。
Which is in verse 3.
我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去。
And he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness.
这个地方在讲什么？
Where is this referring to?
巴比伦。
Babylon.
主要给我们看新耶路撒冷之前，先给你看到巴比伦。
Before God shows us the new Jerusalem, He first showed us Babylon.
我们在旷野弟兄姊妹，我们就是在巴比伦。If
we're in the wilderness, then we're in Babylon.
我们每天浑浑噩噩的过日子，我们就是在旷野。If
we're just carrying through the motions every day, we are in the wilderness. We're in Babylon.
我们就在巴比伦。We're
in Babylon.
我们是被掳。We
are captives.
所以我们反过来说。 你不管是迦南，不管是新耶路撒冷，都有一个属灵原则。
Conversely, whether it's Canaan or New Jerusalem, there's one spiritual principle.
神必须带你上高山。
God will surely take you to a high mountain.
你才能够看见迦南。
Then you can see Canaan.
你才能够看见新耶路撒冷。
Then you can see the New Jerusalem.
你开始看见万事互相效力。
Then you start to see that all things work together for good.
神所有的全能全摆在上面。
All God's power is put on this one thing.
父子圣灵，他们所有的全能都帮助你。
Father, Son, and the Spirit, with all their might, they're all helping you to accomplish this.
我没有办法再强调。
I can't emphasize anymore.
没有一件事情可以阻拦神。
There's not one thing that can prevent God from accomplishing this.
神只要两件事情。
God only wants two things.
第一件事情,
First,
神要你有这个心,
God wants you to have this desire.
我愿意得儿子的名分,
I desire to receive sonship.
我要成为能够承受产业,
I want to be the one who can inherit inheritance.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
求主开你的眼睛。
We entreat the Lord to open our eyes.
你看见就是进入。
When you can see, you can enter in.
你看见神在磨成神儿子的形象，这得儿子名分这件事上的启示。
When you see the revelation of how we need to be conformed to the image of the Son of God,
你看见的时刻就是你进入的时刻。
When you can see this, you can enter in.
你看不见，你就进不去，进不去。
If you cannot see, you cannot enter in.
你看见，你就进去。
If you can see, you will enter in.
你有这个心，神万事互相效力，替你做。
If you have this desire in your heart, all God will cause all things to work together for good to accomplish this.
父子圣灵在这件事上没有任何的保留来帮助你。
Father, Son, and Spirit, with no reservation, will help you to accomplish this.
所以希望说我们今天这是一个非常重要，就像我讲，这是一个非常重要的一个属灵的看见。
As I see, this is a very important spiritual seeing.
所以愿主带我们上高山。
May the Lord lead us to a high mountain.
你真能够看见新耶路撒冷。
You can truly see the new Jerusalem.
你真能够看见迦南。
You can truly see Canaan.
你看见神永远的心意。
You can see God's eternal purpose.
那个还不够。
Not only so.
你要看见，你往这条路上走。
If you partake of this way.
神所有的力量都在那上。
God would put all his might on this to accomplish it.
一件事情是你有没有这个心。
The only thing is, do you have this heart?
愿神来祝福我们每个弟兄姐妹。
May God bless every single brother and sister.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
愿你自己来做。
May you accomplish the work yourself.
你要我们有得儿子的名分。
You want us to receive sonship.
你要我们磨成你儿子的形象。
You want us to be conformed to the image of the Son.
你愿我们都成为后嗣。
You want us all to be heirs.
成为能够承受产业。
To be ones who can receive the receive of the inheritance.
万事互相效力。
All things work together for good.
你把你所有的全能全投在上面。
You have put in all your might and strength in this.
你父子圣灵牵在这条线上做。
Father, Son, and Spirit, they're all taking the same line to accomplish this.
愿你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
开我们属灵的眼睛。
Open our spiritual eyes.
给我们一个心，我们说我们愿意。
Give us this heart and say we are willing.
我愿意。你磨我成为你儿子的形象。
We're willing to be conformed to be to your image.
我愿你磨我，让我能够成为那得儿子名分。
We want to be conformed so that we are willing to receive sonship.
能够承继产业。
So that we can receive the inheritance.
你自己会成就这件事。
You will yourself accomplish this.
愿你这样来祝福我们每个弟兄姐妹。
May you bless every single brother and sister here.
祝福每对夫妻。
Bless every couple here.
祝福每个家庭。
Bless every family.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
愿你的旨意丰丰满满，在每个人、每对夫妻、每个家庭、你的教会中丰丰满满的成就。
May your will be fully, abundantly accomplished in every couple, every family, and your church.
颂赞、荣耀、尊贵、谦卑，都归于你。
Blessing, honor, glory, dominion be unto you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.